Such then, we may say, is the symbolism of the five Buddhas, the male and the female, the peaceful and the wrathful. Such, one of the most important, one of the most beautiful and meaningful patterns in the whole range of the Tantra. A pattern that organizes part at least of the riches of the Tantra into a form that we can appreciate and perhaps assimilate. And in the midst of all these forms, while envisaging, even visualizing these forms, we must never forget that all of them, whether male or female, peaceful or wrathful, all of these symbols represent different aspects of the one enlightenment experience, different aspects of Buddhahood. Must never forget that they all embody spiritual experiences, are the product indeed of spiritual experiences. If we remember this, that these symbols embody spiritual experiences, then perhaps we shall be able to respond to them. If we respond to them, we shall be helped by them. We shall be helped, in fact, we may say, by all the creative symbols of the tantric path to enlightenment.